The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
After weeks of uncertainty, we've now seen the detailed Conservative Liberal Democrat coalition document. Some election spending commitments have been retained, but the final page of the document says that the need to cut the deficit takes precedence over any of the other measures in this agreement. This makes it clear that the government is planning some serious tax raising. One of the few ways we know they'll do this is by putting up capital gains tax, but we still don't know by how much or when. I spoke to David Giampaolo, Chief Executive of Pi Capital, the investor network group for wealthy people, and asked him how his members feel about the new government. So, David, the UK is in a pretty unstable position, and the programme for government doesn't seem to have altered the uncertainty for taxpayers. With the insight into high net worth investors that you have from your Pi members, do you get a sense of what these wealthy people really want from the new government?
Well, one of the things that they want more than anything is both clarity and certainty. It's very hard to make any type of investment decisions or any financial decisions whatsoever if you don't actually know where you stand. You don't know what the tax rates are. You don't know what the capital gains tax is, ordinary income tax, etc. So we have a period of time right now which is, you know, very precarious, and it does cause a completely frozen reaction in the marketplace. I mean, your paper alone today on the cover says investor confidence crumbles. That summarizes the current atmosphere out there right now.
So you mentioned the expected rise in capital gains tax, but we've not really had any hint as to what those rate rises might be or when they'll be implemented. How are your members feeling about this?
Well, they're feeling concerned, nervous. And you're right, whilst there's no clarity on what it will be or when it will go into force, what's clear is we're dealing with an extremely fragile situation as it exists today. And so any increase of almost any size or timescale is a step in the wrong direction. It is a fact that historically rises in capital gains rates have led to a fall in receipts. And what this government needs is more receipts. The members of Pi Capital and fundamentally the entrepreneurs of the UK are really, really nervous that any increase in capital gains tax will further dampen the desire for both entrepreneurs or investors within entrepreneurs to create new jobs, new companies.
And can I ask you what your members are actually doing about this?
Well, the most our members can do at this time is write to their locals' MPs and write to George Osborne, write to Vince Cable, write to whoever to try to encourage that a rash decision is not made and the consequences are thought through. I mean, this needs to go against a backdrop of understanding that capital gains tax went up only 3 years ago from 10 to 18%. And if you look at where the UK is currently in capital gains tax at 18%, you know, you have countries like Netherlands, Hong Kong, Switzerland, New Zealand, who are at zero. Then you look at Italy or the USA or Brazil that are at 12 or 15%. So it wouldn't take much of a move from the UK to make the UK very uncompetitive. This is not the time in which you want to make your country less competitive.
And what about your individual members themselves? Are they kind of selling their assets ahead of a potential rise?
Well, no, I don't think that is occurring because, as we said, you know, we don't know what it's going to be, and the probability is clarity will occur on the budget of June 22. Mm-hmm. It's very, very difficult to spend years or decades building a business and to be forced into selling it in a matter of weeks or a matter of months. So hopefully not only is the new legislation friendly and favorable, pro-business, pro-job creation, but it also allows, if there is going to be any changes, it allows a transitional period for people who started companies or made investments in companies under one tax regime to at least benefit without being penalized by a quick change. I can't stress enough that we need to turn things around. We need to start stimulating job creation and job growth, and it's not going to come from a lack of investment. We need investment. And at the smaller end of the market, the capital available to small companies is even more difficult to raise. So it relies disproportionately on high net worth individuals to back their businesses. They're not able to get bank lending.
And is there anything that your members are kind of hoping for from the government that could perhaps improve that level of uncertainty?
Well, what we're hoping is that there is a deep and profound understanding that we're in a hole. And we all understand we have to work together to get out of that hole. But we staunchly believe that the way to get out of the hole is not only to spend less, but to create tax policies which actually allow profits to be made, jobs to be created. We want tax receipts to go up. We want the budget deficit to come down as quickly as possible as anyone else. But we think it's done by being pro-business rather than anti-business. We think it's done by creating successful companies who pay more taxes than enacting tax regimes which stifle investment or stifle the creation of new employment.
That was David Giampaolo from Pi Capital, giving us an insight into the views of some of the UK's wealthiest individuals. I'm Lucy Warwick-Ching of FT Money. If you would like to read more on the coalition government's policies, then visit our website at www.ft.com/money.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.